Tradition of student-driven media at Bluffton University. On your PC, your radio, and your mobile device. This is WBWHLP Bluffton. 96.1 The Wit.
Welcome back to the Beaver Dam. It's the first edition of the new semester, and we also have a new host. Actually, there's gonna be kind of two. I mean, James kind of jumped in early, well, end of last semester, and myself, Trent Mast, we're gonna be splitting it. So I'm gonna be doing the Monday shows, and James and Floyd are gonna be doing the Friday shows. But I'm back here tonight with none other than Tyler Avila. Ty, how have you been doing?
I'm all right, man. It's crazy to be back. It's not being the host of the show. I mean, this is my baby. I created this thing, 2 years ago now? Me and Reed did it. He was the host his senior year. His junior year we did it. His senior year we also did it as well. And then it was you and I for the longest time, and now it's you, James, and Floyd. And I think you guys will do a great job of it, and I'm going to be tuning in every Monday and Friday to see how you guys do.
All right. Well, How was your, I mean, kind of your break? I mean, you're done with school, but...
Yeah.
So how, just talk about your break and what you've been doing since you finished last semester.
You know, my break's been good. It's just been a lot of unpacking, reorganizing my room, because you get into a system being at Bluffton, and from December to January, you don't move everything back. Mm-hmm. So this was the time I moved everything back. So I'm like, what the heck am I going to do with all this stuff? Mm-hmm. I had a lot of stuff, and I went through a lot of clothes. I had three dressers at home. It's down to two. Now, I took a lot to the Goodwill. I visited Courtney, my girlfriend Courtney. She goes here at Bluffton. She's one of the goalies on the soccer team. She lives up in Michigan. I went and visited her for a week. I worked a little bit over the break, and now I am working. I guess it's full-time, part-time. I mean, it's technically a part-time job, but I'm on the air from 12 in the afternoon to 5 on my hometown station, 98.3 WPKO, as a DJ. Oh. So, yeah, I haven't done a sports thing yet. I'll work tomorrow night, weather permitting, because we're supposed to get, 2 to 4 inches of snow. Yeah. It's supposed to hit us hard. So I work tomorrow at 93.1 The Fan in Lima. I am a board op. So basically, I'm in the studio while the guys are out commentating. I'm sending them the commercial and bringing them back. Really all I got to do. It's just a lot of unpacking, moving stuff around, and settling in back at home.
Yeah, I feel it. I mean, winter break's just odd because it's kind of middle of year. I mean, I'm from Northeast Ohio, so it's cold there too.
Yes.
So and then moving back in, I guess. Not really moving back in, but living at home again for just those couple weeks is a little different. I mean, I share, obviously, I have a roommate here, but when I go back home, I share rooms with my two older brothers. And so that's just, it's a little different.
Yeah, it's a lot of adjustment, really. Yeah. I mean, living here at Bluffton, literally by yourself, but I mean, you have your roommate and you have your friends here. It's a lot different than from moving into Bluffton, having that, 3-4 month span? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then for basically a month in between each semester, living back at home. My routine's so off. I don't know what to do. I'm just lost.
It's like, because, when I'm here, it's like, oh, I want to do something. Hey, you want to go do this with me?
Yeah.
But then, when I'm back at home, I'm like, I got to remember, all the rules at my house. I'm like, oh, I want to do something. I got to tell my parents I'm going out. I'm doing all this. And it's just, it's different. It's weird. But it was nice. Definitely nice. And I'm excited to be back, obviously.
I always liked winter break. Winter break was always just literally a break just to get away from Bluffton. Don't get me wrong. I love Bluffton and everything, but when it gets down to that last month, everything is just so stressful.
And it's not even a break from Bluffton, the place, the community. It's more of a break from the stress of schoolwork and all the school side of things, and not the people or just classes and all that stuff. So it was nice to be stress free. And I mean, coming back in, I mean, classes started Wednesday 2 days ago, so already jumped back in, and I'm not feeling it yet, but I mean, that's good. It's been 3 days, but just coming back, I'm feeling rejuvenated. I'm not feeling
it's a new year. You want things to go right. Like, you have all these thought processes, this is what I'm going to do, and this is what's going to happen, and then, because I've had that, too, and then, middle of semester, oh, God.
Yeah. I think one thing I'm definitely trying to do a lot better at this year, this semester, is not falling back and behind. I mean, it was hard first semester because I had a lot of classes, but also had soccer.
Yeah, soccer was a big thing.
And so just trying to juggle that and school. I mean, high school was easy. I'm going to say it was
quote unquote
pretty easy for me. But coming to college, it's just a whole nother beast, and it's taken me a year and a half to figure out how to take it down, and I'm pretty confident now that I've figured it out a little bit, and I think I'm understanding myself more as a student now than I like ever did in high school.
So right.
That's exciting, and I don't think I've ever said that I'm excited
to be back.
Be back and go to classes, but I'm actually excited to like go and do classwork with
you. Yeah. No, I get it. Because, I mean, really, freshman year is just...
Freshman year is rough.
Freshman year is rough because it's... You're new to the system. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're new to the soccer program. You're new to how everything works here. You're new to the class schedule and how every... And really learning how to be on your own and being independent.
And, like, and coming... I mean, I'm 3 hours away, so, like...
Yeah.
That's pretty far away. Like, I don't... I didn't know anybody coming in... In the Bluff. And I mean, I knew a couple of the guys that were on my soccer team because we had like ID camps and we met a few people, but I didn't know them. I knew their name, I knew their face, and I could talk to them. But like, coming in as a freshman, unless you commute and you know like other people that commute or you went to high school near somebody else here,
because
I know a lot of people that are semi close and like, oh, they went to a rival high school of mine, or, but like for me, it's like I think there's like two people that I know of that I know where their school is because they're from out around me, and so just coming in as a freshman, it was like I don't know what to do. I don't know anybody. I'm not comfortable yet. I don't know how to live on my own, and I think it took me a year and a half. So I mean that it seems like a long time, but I mean it kind of is a long time.
It is. It's a long time, but.
I mean, it's just a learning process all the way through, and I think I'm more settled down and more comfortable now, and that's just making everything else easier.
Oh, yeah, no question about it. I mean, it's going to be a process for me getting back into the swing of things of how everything's going on at my house. Like, it's I have two younger sisters. One's a sophomore in college, and then I have a 9-year-old sister, and that's a struggle because, I mean – okay, I shouldn't say struggle. It's a process because of how long I've been away from her and then really how she's, like, grown and she has an attitude now, which is hard to deal with, but it's all right.
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited to get the show running again. It was just weird. I mean, being on spring break, it's like, as you said, a month, and it was just a month of not really doing much. I mean, I went on vacation with my family to Florida, which it was super nice. It was warm, and I mean, the water was cold, which that was a little upsetting, but it was nice, sunny. I could wear shorts and a t-shirt, and
you didn't have to bundle up.
Yeah, and I love that. I'm not big on wearing sweatshirts all the time, and coats.
No.
I mean, people see me walking around campus.
Like me.
Yeah, even when it's like 30 degrees outside, I'm in a sweatshirt, and you'll stop me. You'll be like, where's your coat? I'll be like, in my room. I feel like weighed down with all the clothes on. So it was just a relief. And
right. Yeah.
Seeing family, even though I was in Florida during Christmas. So like, I didn't go to like my extended family Christmases with my grandparents and stuff, but we got together with them. So I still got to see my family, which I mean, being away at college, I don't see them very often.
Yeah.
So it's just nice being home and seeing them, but I'm glad to be back and glad to be back on air and feeling at home away from home. My home away from home.
Sure, yeah. Yeah. And that's how I felt. Like once everything got rolling with the radio stuff here the last, year and a half, 2 years for me, like I liked being home, just like being with the family. Even though I am like 40 minutes away, I could go home whenever I wanted. But like this was what I wanted, where I wanted to be. This was my home away from home. Like I wanted to be in here every day. I wanted to make sure the station's running. I wanted to make sure we had, like, I wanted to make this radio station legit, and I couldn't do that not being here. And so it was rough. I also want to credit the Beaver Dam because here in a couple months, I'm gonna start my own podcast.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Me and a buddy from back home, that's one of the things that I did over break. We met up and we talked about it, and I don't know when. I think around March we're going to start it. I need to order the equipment, but pretty good deal on Amazon. If you want to look at getting some radio equipment, two mics, two mic stands, headphones, a mini like mixer board for $200.
That's not bad at all.
Heck no.
All right. I don't want you to spoil if you don't want, but any idea what your podcast is going to be about?
Sports. It's going to be a sports show.
Any particular, just all of them?
It's going to be like kind of what the Beaver name is, uh-huh. Just like a wide variety of sports. I'm going to try to include golf and like racing in there as well. And that will help me learn more about the sport. Also soccer too. It's going to be rough though in the summer, really, because baseball is the only thing going on during the summer. I'm from the area code where I'm from is 937, and I think we may have figured out a name. It's going to be TNT, so it's going to, I don't know what the other T is going to stand for. Right now it's Tyler, Nick. I don't know what the other T stands for yet, but it's going to be like TNT, and I thought that would have been cool for me and you. TNT, and then play TNT Dynamite. Like that would have been awesome to do.
Yeah.
But it's going to be TNT in the 937 basement studio. Because we're going to probably be doing it in my buddy's basement.
All right.
But that's a rough guess on what the name might be. We also have a website that we need to work on. Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a fun time.
All right, we're going to take a quick minute break, and then we'll jump in talking about the Bluffton men's basketball team and how they did this week at Defiance.
I'm Pat Frost Brooks, president of the Ohio Education Association and a classroom teacher of 34 years. A child's learning just doesn't happen in a classroom. It happens everywhere where they are, all day, every day. And what you teach your child at home is every bit as important as what they learn at school. Teach them about their country or neighborhood. Talk to your child about your family, your history. Travel to places far and near where they can learn about their culture or their heritage. Teach them the values that are important to you: tolerance, honesty, and fair play. Remember, you are your child's first and most important teacher. If it's important to you, it will be important to them. Working together, parents and teachers can make this a successful school year for every child in Ohio.
A message from the Ohio Education Association. Great public schools are a basic right for every child.
Welcome back to the Beaver Dam. I'm your host, Trent Mass, joined along with Tyler Avila. And let's talk about the men's and women's basketball teams, and then lastly, we'll talk about indoor track and their meet tomorrow. But this weekend, well, not this weekend, this week, on Wednesday, both the men's and the women's basketball teams traveled to Defiance.
That other purple school.
And both came out with hard-fought victories. And, I mean, we always want to beat our rivals.
Yes.
And we went 2-for-2 on that day. So
nice.
That's exciting. Bluffton University men's basketball team went on the road and knocked off arch rival Defiance College 85-77 on Wednesday. Bluffton had three players crack double digits in the win over Defiance. The Beavers improved to 11-3 overall and 5-2 in the Heartland Conference. Defiance slipped to 2-12 overall and 0-7 in the HCAC.
They played really well.
Yeah, they've kind of been on a roll. I mean, I've been checking up online and stuff when we were on break, and they've played really well this year.
Yeah, there was a game to start this year that they dropped. I think it was the Anderson. But, I mean, it wasn't a blowout. Anderson beat him by, like, a couple points.
Yeah.
But the men's basketball team, they've been playing really well, and really, you got to credit that to Andrew Renner. Renner has been playing so well this year.
Yeah.
I mean, he dropped 23 points in that game against Defiance.
Yeah. As the recap says, it says Bluffton fell behind early when Andrew Tyler of Defiance drained a jump shot and put the Yellow Jackets up 11-7 with 14 minutes, 14 seconds left in the first half. But then the Beavers knotted it when Mandel Ransaw hit it from close to tie the game at 11. Bluffton never looked back, and they took command a commanding lead, 43-29 before halftime. So even at halftime, it was kind of a blowout game.
Yeah.
Holy cow. But then the Beavers kept their paws on the gas in the second half when junior Andrew Renner converted a layup just 9 seconds in for a 45-29 spread. True. Although the Yellow Jackets tried to make a late comeback, it fell short as the Beavers came away with a huge victory over that other purple school up north.
Bluffton, I mean, winning 85-77 like they did against Defiance, that's a great victory. It's a great morale victory, and not only do you have to credit Renner for his play and the other starting members of the starting five, but these role players coming off the bench are really a big factor in these wins. They're playing solid minutes, and they're getting buckets and having great plays defensively.
Yeah, looking at the stats, I mean, our bench outscored their bench. Our bench had 23 points from that.
So, yeah.
I mean, bench play, obviously. We talked about it even before the break, how bench players can really impact the game.
Yeah.
And, I mean, Renner, obviously, he's been going crazy this year. As you said, I mean, he dropped 23. Also, I mean, he had rebounds, assists. He's just all over the place.
Yeah, Renner had, six rebounds, and he didn't have any assists in that game. But he had a steal. No, you're good. Yeah, he had six rebounds and one steal credited to him along with those 23 points. But, I mean, you also got to look at Jamil Cosby, the freshman point guard they have from Bluffton. He played really well, 9 points. It's not a bad stat line. And you got Desmond Brown, sophomore, dropped 10. Aaron Rich, he had a big night. He had 16 points, 6 boards. Then Isaiah Taylor, their big man down in the center, I mean, 4 points is not a lot, but you don't want your center really scoring a lot. You want to get your ball out to your playmakers, your shooters. As long as your big man can get down in the post up, bully some, get some rebounds, make some nice hard screens, play really well defensively, that's a great day at the office.
Yeah, and it says the Beavers were 30 of 53 from the field at 56.6%.
That's really
shooting.
Good.
That's really good. Compared to Defiance, who was 28 of 68, 42.6% from the field. Just 7 of 18, Bluffton went from the three-point line. And they were almost perfect. They had 90% shooting from the
charity stripe.
Charity stripe. They went 18 for 20 there. The only real stat that they had worse, I guess, is their turnovers. They had 8 more turnovers, but I mean, they still came out with the victory.
Yeah.
So that's just one thing they'll want to work on, not turning the ball over as much. But
yeah, for tomorrow's game.
Yeah.
I mean, looking at the year for the Beavers, they're scoring about 74 points per game. They're shooting 46% from the field, 38% from behind the three-point line. They're shooting 72%, roughly 73% if you round up. From the charity stripe, they're getting 36 rebounds per game and 15 assists per game. So they're putting up some numbers 14 games into this season.
All right. And the men will be back in action tomorrow, as Ty said, at 3 o'clock after
1 o'clock.
1 o'clock.
They play first. Oh. They're the first game. Women's the 3 o'clock game.
That's not usually how it goes. That's interesting.
There is every year, every basketball season, there's one or two games like that. Yep, that they flop.
All right, well, my bad. They'll be at 1 o'clock tomorrow in the Sommer Center on Copeland Court. If you can make it, come and support the men's team as they've been doing well and hopefully continue to play well against Rose Holman tomorrow, who is 6-1 and leading the HCAC.
Yeah, if you cannot, though, James, Floyd, and Trent will have the coverage for you right here on 96.1 The Wit.
And, I mean, it's number one against number two tomorrow for the men. Rose
is going to be
number
one.
Our Beavers at number two in the conference rankings right now. So it'll be a really good game.
It's going to be a game Bluffton really needs to win. Get revenge on Rose. Take control, really, of the HCAC if they can. I guess I shouldn't say get revenge on Rose. They haven't played him yet this semester.
Now jumping to the women's game from Wednesday, the Bluffton University women's basketball team beat Defiance College Yellow Jackets, oh my, in dominating fashion on Wednesday by a score of 66-48. The win helped Bluffton improve to 5-9 on the year, 3-4 in the HCAC, and that loss of Defiance made them fall to 3-11 overall and 2-5 in the conference. Defiance came out of the gates in a flurry as the home team opened an 8-4 advantage with 6:25 remaining in the first quarter. The Beavers would respond in tremendous fashion as they finished the quarter on a 22-0 jag. 10 of the 22 points in this run were scored by freshman Brianna Gillig. Bluffton knocked down 10 of 18, 55.6% during the quarter, including 4 of 7 from behind the arc.
Now, I do have a question for you, Trent, and you probably don't have an answer for this, only because we're just now back to school, back here at Bluffton, well, you guys at least. But I'm looking at the statistics for the players, and I'm not seeing TJ Mills. Is she hurt? Well, what happened there? I'm not sure. That'd be something you guys...
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I was all over the place during break, and I don't know. I didn't know she wasn't playing. I figured she was still playing. I don't know if she's hurt or...
If one of you guys really... you don't have to. This is just hypothetically.
I might ask Coach.
Yeah, you, Floyd, or James, one of you guys, make sure you get a hold of one another and be like, just see if you guys can try to get a hold of Coach Shuttler and be like, yo, like, looking at the stats, TJ didn't play. Great win, though, for not having one of your star players play. They won almost by 20. It was 66-48, so an 18-point victory there for Bluffton. Very dominant fashion, but that's a big blow, really, if you don't have your star point guard there for at least a couple of games.
Yeah, I continued to read this as you were talking. I was still listening, but it says the Beavers rolled off 4 more points, open up second.
Yeah.
Nora Heminger made the run 30-8 when she made a layup just a minute into the quarter, and then the rest of the period was back and forth, and then just continue to reading. I'm skipping a couple things, but since Bluffton was led by sophomore Kylie Brock, who scored a career high of 18 points.
Oh, wow.
While shooting a red hot 8 of 15 from the field, so congratulations,
she
Kylie.
Went off, yeah. Good job.
I know Kylie she's a point guard, so
yep.
She might have stepped into that role that TJ was playing and gave her the opportunity to have this red hot game she had, but congratulations to her. As we said earlier, Gillig also poured out 18 while going an impressive 7 of 8 from free throw for 3 free throws. So that really good. Yeah. And also Nora Heminger chipped in 9 points and also dished out 4 assists and picked up 4 steals in the game on Wednesday. I can't read today. Holy cow.
It's all right.
And then freshman Abby Parkins also led the Beavers with 7 rebounds. So it's just a couple stats from
some of these young girls are stepping up, man. Mm-hmm. This is the time to do it. This is the second half of the season. The first half wasn't as great as they wanted. They struggled a lot. Yeah. The holiday tournament, I try to keep an eye on that. They won a couple games. I don't know if they made it to the championship or not. I know they did lose on the second day of the tournament. But, I mean, they've been playing a lot better than what they have. It seems like they're finally all on the same page. And that's a plus. I mean, we all knew. We didn't know how well they were going to play with the loss of Macy Shearer and Casey Rao. And we talked about that heading into basketball season before we went to winter break.
And we kind of knew it was going to be a little rough from the start, but... I mean, as you said, these young Beavers are really stepping up, and I mean, as a fan and as a peer of these athletes, it's exciting to see what they're doing with being young but out there competing.
Yeah, no question.
And it's exciting to see now that what they're doing now and then what's going to come
in the future.
Future of the program and how they develop over the next 2 years, 2 to 3 years.
Because most of these girls are freshmen and sophomores. Mm-hmm. There's one senior in Erica Monte Yunus. There's a couple of juniors, TJ, and I do believe LJ is a junior.
Yeah.
Chelsea Moore as well. I don't know if there's any more. But, I mean, you got a boatload of underclassmen. If you just give them the playing time, give them the time they need to work on their craft, develop. Because with college basketball, there's not really a there is a JV squad, but they don't play as much as the varsity does. And getting that game time opportunity in the game minutes will really help not only boost their confidence, but help develop them into what you want them to do as a part of the Bluffton University women's basketball team moving forward.
Yeah, and I'm just thinking back to our shows before I went on break and you started into your new position at your new radio station. One interview you had, and Coach, he said that it's really, he doesn't expect one or two people to just step in and fill those roles from the graduating seniors from last year's class. He said it's going to be a whole team effort.
Yeah.
I didn't know how that was going to really pan out at the beginning of the year, but now
it's showing.
It's showing. Yeah. So that's just, he said one thing and he stuck to it, and it's pushed them, and they had a really good win.
Yeah.
On Wednesday.
I mean, yes, it does help having someone like Kylie Brock drop 18 points in a game, because I mean that's how much they beat Defiance by. They beat him by 18. If you don't have that, who knows? It's probably a different story we're talking about right now. But as long as you're taking good shots, you're fighting on defense, you're fighting for offensive rebounds, you're setting hard screens, you're gonna get the looks. And as long as those looks are being made, they're going to win some basketball games.
Yeah, and with that, I mean, Kylie has gotten time on the varsity floor this year. I mean, last year, she didn't really see the floor on varsity. I know she played JV. I went and I watched some JV varsity last year, and she's really stepped into this role that she's been given, and obviously she went off on Wednesday, so.
Yeah, It seems like every year they bring in a boatload of guards. Mm-hmm. And yes, that can lower some morales, upset some of the players just because they don't think they're going to get playing time. But now that you are, they're taking full advantage of it. Mm-hmm. And that's what you need to do just to prove yourself.
It keeps practices competitive, but also fun. I mean, coming in, I knew my position, but I mean, I'm comfortable playing everywhere. I played everywhere. I came from a small school, so like someone got hurt, someone was down, you know. You're not going to be like, well, this is my position. You got to just go where the coach plays you. And I mean, my parents always told me you got to be a rounded player. You got to be a rounded player. So I worked at every position. And going in, I didn't know where I was going to play. I didn't really care where I was going to play. But just going in, I knew I had to compete with everybody that they were putting in that position if I wanted to play.
Yeah.
And that it didn't, I wouldn't say it like scares athletes. I think it pushes them. And then when you're pushing your teammate, you're getting better and your teammate's also getting better. And in the long run, that's just helping the team.
It's very beneficial.
Yeah.
Really, a lot of high school athletes need to have this mindset. And I think some of these people who come to Bluffton are, they come in after being the star of their high school team. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. But you have to come in with an open mindset. Like, you have to be a team player. Yeah. You have to realize some of these people are 18, 19 years old coming in as a freshman?
As a freshman, I came in as 18.
So as about 17, 18, 19, around there.
Some come in, if they're young, they come in as 17. 17, 18 as a freshman, and then sophomore, you're probably 18, 19.
You have 20
at the end of sophomore.
You have to realize that you got early 20-year-olds who have been doing this a long time.
20, 22, 21.
Between 22. 20 and 22.
Yeah.
If I was still here this semester, I would have been 22 in February.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I still am going to be in 22 in February, but you understand what I'm talking about. Like, you have to have that mindset. Like, if I don't play at all, I'm fine with it. Mm-hmm. Like, as long as I'm helping my teammates get better and it's producing on the court against our competitors, I'm happy with that. And if my name gets called to go in, that's a plus. Like,
yeah. And
you shouldn't expect to play right away. Like, yeah. You have to earn your keep.
And when your name does get called, you just got to go out and make the most of it. I mean,
yeah, no question.
Kylie Brock, prime example. Her name got called and she dropped 18 points.
Yeah, I don't have anything else to say. Yeah. I got my point across. And really, Bluffton, they've been playing a lot better.
Yeah. And the women will be at tomorrow at 3:00 after the men's game.
They will have a tough one against Rose tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Or is it Transy? Who is it? Is it Rose or Transy?
Oh. I'll find it. I'll close that.
It's all right. I try to keep up with who's playing it.
Yeah.
But with me not really having to be in charge of anything now, like it. I know when they play, so I'll tune in, but it's like I don't know who they play. It's Rose. Yeah. So Rose right now for the women is sitting third in the conference at 6-1. They're 9-5 overall. Bluffton is sitting sixth right now at 3-4, 5-9 overall. So it's going to be a tough matchup, really, for the Beavers. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But as long as they play like they did on Wednesday, it could come out in our favor.
Mm-hmm. And for indoor track, I mean, they have a season. It's
yep.
going to be their second meet now.
Ooh, nice.
They had one before we left for break, and now coming back, they have...
Man, they had a whole long time.
Really long.
Yeah, the
break.
Tiffin Alum Open on Saturday, December 1st. And we're January 11th.
Yeah, tomorrow.
About a month and a half layoff.
Yeah, and then tomorrow...
Dang.
They get back at it, get on the track, the jump in.
Just up the road in Finley.
Doing whatever.
Yeah.
Doing whatever track stuff they
jump
do.
Jump in, run in, throw in.
They'll be at...
Whole nine yards.
Finley Open tomorrow morning, and that... Start time is set at 10 a.m., so...
That should be field. Field normally starts first, and then about a half hour later is the running portion.
Listen to the show tomorrow, and maybe we'll have some of the results come in while the games are going on, and we can tell you how the Bluffton track and field athletes are doing.
Yeah. It's going to be a fun time tomorrow. A lot of stuff going on.
And that wraps up this edition of the Beaver Dam. We thank you for listening and encourage you to come back and listen to us on Monday. Check out previous podcasts. Search and subscribe on iTunes or Google Play, The Wit 96.1 podcast at Bluffton University. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at the Beaver Dam 96.1. For more stories and information, check out our website, bluffdenwit.com, and subscribe. This has been Trent Mast, joined along with Tyler O'Beal, and we thank you for listening to 96.1 The Wit.
Roll Beef.
Lately, I've been thinking, I want you to be happier, I want you to be happier. When the morning comes, and we see what we've become, in the cold light of day, we're a flame in the wind, not the fire that we begun. Every argument, every word we can't take back, 'cause with all that has happened, I think that we both know the way that the story ends. Then only for a minute, I want to change my mind, 'cause this just don't feel right to me. I wanna raise your spirits, I want to see you smile, but know that means I'll have to leave. I've been thinking, oh.
And I'm left there with my thoughts. And the image of you being with someone else, well, it's eating me up inside. But we ran our course, we pretended we're okay. Now if we jump together, at least we can swim far away from the wreck we made. Then only for a minute, I want to change my mind. Cause this just don't feel right to me. I wanna raise your spirits. I want to see you smile. No, that means I'll have to leave. No, that means I'll have to leave. Lately, I've been thinking. I want you to be happier. I want you to be happier. So